The BC government in increasing its stake in getting more housing built in Port Moody's downtown, next to the Moody Center SkyTrain station. In a news release Monday, November 27, the Ministry of Transportation and Infrastructure announced it has acquired a small parcel of land adjacent to property it already owns in the area so it can build more rental units, childcare spaces, healthcare services, as well as educational and retail spaces. While the ministry's release didn't specifically state which property it has purchased, the BC Transportation Financing Authority, BCTFA, owns a 1.2-acre site on the north side of Spring Street that is currently used as a parking lot for SkyTrain and West Coast Express users. The BCTFA is part of a consortium of developers and property owners that have been working for several years on a master plan to transform 23 acres of light industrial and commercial properties in the Moody Center area into a dense, transit-oriented mixed-use community of more than 4,100 homes, as well as retail, office, and artist spaces. Building neighborhoods next to transit makes sense, said Rob Fleming, BC's Minister of Transportation and Infrastructure, in the release. That's why we are focused on creating more communities where people can go to work, school, and access the services they need all close to transit. Port Moody Mayor Megan Lottie said she welcomes the initiative, although the city hasn't yet seen a concrete development plan from the province. Development in proximity to the Moody Center SkyTrain station is in keeping with Council's goals of encouraging greater use of public transit, climate resilience, increasing access to jobs and services, and more affordable housing options, she said. According to the release, the money to purchase the property is coming from a $394 million fund the province has allocated for the acquisition of sites as part of its commitment to see more housing built near transit hubs. Earlier this month, Housing Minister Ravi Kalone introduced new legislation mandating denser development within 800 meters of mass transit stations and within 400 meters of bus exchanges. If it's passed, cities in Metro Vancouver would have to accommodate development proposals for condo towers at least 20 stories tall within 200 meters of a SkyTrain station, high and mid-rise projects of at least 12 stories between 200 to 400 meters away, and mid-rise buildings at least 8 stories tall between 400 and 800 meters. Last June, Port Moody was cited by Kalone as one of 10 municipalities in the province requiring special attention to hasten the pace of housing construction. In September, he announced the city must get almost 1,700 new housing units built by 2028 to comply with the government's New Housing Supply Act. Of those, 238 must be below market rental apartments, 466 should be market rentals, and 462 should have three bedrooms or more to better accommodate families. On November 21, Port Moody councillors got their first formal opportunity to comment on a proposal by Vancouver-based PCI Developments to construct 857 new rental homes in two 39-story towers adjacent to the Moody Center station. The project includes 43 below-market units as well as a 40,000-square featuring grocery store, retail spaces, artist studios, and a new community plaza at the station's entrance. Another plan by BD Living would see the construction of 972 condo units in three towers of 32, 34, and 38 stories a little further east on Spring Street, as well as 40 below-market rental apartments in a six-story building on another property at 2806 Spring Street.